Every so often, a podcast emerges from the clutter that speaks to the heart and soul of America and the world. This ain't one of them. It's time for those ignorant intellectuals.
Miss J.
Either learn me or I'm a left.
D.A.
Plain devil's advocate.
Pretty smoke.
I'm the type of woman you'll never have me in a position where I'm ass out.
J.L. Dangerous.
They don't really want to smoke.
And the moderator, Big C the Chef. They are the Unprivileged as Fuck Podcast.
You niggas, crazy.
All right, welcome to another edition of Unprivileged AF. We are here. Everybody's here. Although you can't see Miss J, Miss Janelle, she's here. You know, so she's just in the background. But how you all feeling tonight? What's going on? How was you all's week?
I'm so glad to be back. I missed y'all. Man, we've been gone a long time.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, it's been a minute. But we was here last week. You wasn't. You dipped out because you was down in Mexico.
I was in Puerto Vallarta. Listen, I am doing some extensive traveling. But as DA and I, or all of us, were just talking about a minute ago, I don't know how long that's going to last. Man, seriously. It's crazy. Yeah. I was sick for six days, y'all. I had what you call a traveler's flu, is what the pharmacist told me yesterday.
Traveler's flu. So
Chris, don't start, Chris. I'm telling you right now, don't start. Y'all want to see Chris and Chris go at it? Go ahead and start. Promise you. I ain't playing with you tonight, Chris.
I don't understand, Chef. What is traveler's flu, Chef?
I knew you was gonna go there. I knew it.
Traveler's flu. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's where you got a little. It's kind of like a little flu bug, you know. Give you a case of the trots and you know.
Of the what? Yeah. It give you a case of the what?
A case of the trots. You had that. You had that. You had that authentic Mexican food down there. So you came back with bubble guts.
Oh, okay. Really? So
is that how you feel, Chris? You just gonna tell everybody my business?
Well, most people know what traveler's flu is.
Well, then you didn't have to explain it.
So I was
the ones that didn't know.
I was hoping Chris was gonna say it was something you get if you don't wear a condom when you're traveling. I didn't know.
Listen,
I thought you had to pack.
I was not on that kind of trip, Jay. I was, you know what? I am a mom first. So I had to take my son on vacation. You know, COVID was a beast last year and he needed a break.
You telling me? Yeah. I'm in Florida.
Right.
It's worse now.
Dang. Listen, I had to take him on a vacation. It was necessary. It was very necessary. Mm-hmm. And so,
hey, how many glasses you got going?
Listen, don't worry about me. I done told you, it's not your business.
You a goddamn lush boy, I tell you.
You a hater.
Dang.
Don't be a hater your whole life.
Thank you, baby.
Okay. So, I'm trying to get some hors d'oeuvres over here.
See, that's your butler, huh?
Yeah, okay, butler.
What was that movie Tom Cruise was in? Was it Cocktails? When they doing the throwing up the bar, you gonna have to show him how to do that stuff so he can be in the kitchen flipping the things while he making your drink.
Jay, I know you in the background. Don't leave me with these clowns tonight. They gonna treat me bad, Jay. I need you, girl.
No, I thought you. Her. She coming. She gonna come.
Yeah, I just. So what's going on with you, DA? You off the quiet over there?
Oh man, I'm just listening to I'm listening to the banter over in the background. Not much, man. Just, you know, enjoying my week, man. You know, just, work is work. I'm glad to be employed. I mean, this is something I'll touch on my little rant here in a second. I mean, you know, some other things. But, I mean, everything's been good.
I'm here for you, Christy. I heard you.
I appreciate you. They was out of touch.
My week just got worse.
All kind of stuff.
I love you.
My week just got worse. Yeah, I know, man.
I had a close call, but I'm here now, y'all. I'm here. Don't do that.
So you didn't travel like
it's about darn time. Well, I can't get mad at you though, because you usually be one of the first
women travel.
I had issues.
You'd be one of the first ones. So you are granted this one off. Nice. So, all right. So, well, let's get this thing cracking.
Wait.
Let's jump right into what?
Wait, Jay, what was you about to say?
Oh, well, I was just going to say women travel differently than men, in my opinion. From the men.
I don't know why I followed you.
Women, you was over there. You went, like, when women travel, they travel to see the sights. When men travel, they travel to get some ass. They don't.
Oh my God.
A trip is only as good to get some ass, get some women. A trip is only good based on a man could go to goddamn Cedar Rapids and say it was way better than Rio de Janeiro based on the amount of ass he get to Cedar Rapids.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, I was in Paris last week, but it ain't shit like Kansas City.
She wasn't raised like that.
I'm so glad you came. Well,
let me ask Chrissy and Janelle this real quick. Sure. If y'all had a man and y'all decided to go that, would y'all let y'all man go to Carnival with his fellas?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Go to Carnival
without y'all.
You know, you can't ask me that question. I mean, I want to go too.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go. I don't mind doing it with my man, but I mean, if I want to go with my girls, I don't want no static, so I'm gonna get him no smoke. I'm bye.
But you know what happens in Carnival, right?
No, I
might come back with traveler's flu.
Could happen at Carnival.
Jay, don't do me. Don't do me. Yeah, don't do me.
No. Everybody ain't gotta be freak nasty at Carnival. Just kind of like, just like Freak Nick. Was everybody freak at Freak Nick?
Yes. At 100%, 100%.
Even from the women, yeah.
100%.
Ain't Carnival.
You wasn't pent up against the car and Freak Nick. You wasn't. What was you doing there?
You
what
wasn't
were you doing? What the hell? What you gonna do?
Exactly. I just thought I'd throw that illogical.
Oh, okay, then I knew you was with me, girl. Wasn't that when Drop Down and Get Your Eagle On came out? Drop Down and Get Your Eagle On.
That was about 20 years after, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
No, that was Luke's song.
When was the last Freak Nick? When was the last real Freak Nick?
1992.
By 92?
92. I graduated in 91 from high school. 92 was the last of the Mohicans.
Okay. Now half of the women that was at the last Freak Nick that was popping are half of them congresswomen, DAs and shit like that. That's all on this Me Too bullshit that we gonna talk about.
Right.
But ain't Carnival Portuguese for raw sex?
Oh, is it? I know you would know that. You have to ask anybody who you.
Thank you, DA. Appreciate that.
DA, only you two would know that if that's true.
Yeah, right.
It's not true. I was just still.
It's not true.
It was just a joke. I just was, DA, thank bullshit. You, DA. I'll be here.
All right, let's get this thing cracking, y'all. All right, so let's get into our segments. Janelle, what's up? You up? You got an unpopular opinion? I'm sure you do.
I do. Here it goes. Here's my opinion. The United States opened up too motherfucking soon. I know y'all want to get outside. I know you want to travel, do all type of stuff, but it opened up too motherfucking soon. And how do I know that it opened up too soon? Well, here's one of the ways I know. For one, you got the Delta. What's Delta variant? You got a Lambda variant. It's another motherfucking variant that's coming out after that. And we're up to, I think, about 60% of the population that's vaccinated. But here's the thing with that. But that's like 6 months after they decided to open up again. Had they waited till we at least got 50% of the population vaccinated, we probably wouldn't be in the position that we're in right now. Case in point, I had to go to urgent care because I have an urgent issue. And so I went yesterday. And you can't walk in. You got to call the number. You got to wait in your car. Okay, no problem. And I've been before. And so I'm sitting there waiting. About an hour later, they never call. So I was like, man, forget this. I'm just going to go home and, you know, whatever. I'll just try to figure this thing out. Well, called them back later that day. They're like, oh, you know, we called you. And they never did. But they said that, they'd been so packed that they were at capacity. They couldn't take me anywhere. Okay, no problem. So I had to go to work today. My first day back, you know, to work in the building. So I had my issues. So I go there. I'm like, damn it. I didn't want to take a sick day on my first day back. So I go to work and on my lunch. I was like, okay, I'm going back up to urgent care. I call them. They're like, ma'am, don't even come because we're at capacity. We're not registered patients. Fine. Went to two other urgent cares on my lunch break. The second one, first one turned me away. The second one said, okay, well, what you do is you can go online. They gave me the link to go online and you can make an appointment. So that's what the hell I had to do. So I had an appointment today at 3:06. And then they texted me and said, come at 3:26. But I was already damn on the road, on the way there. Long story short, that waiting room was filled to capacity. And 95% of patients there were for COVID-related symptoms. And so that's the problem right there. We're not doing things we need to do. I'm at the point where y'all need to just sit your asses down. I postponed a trip twice. I got to postpone it again, I guess. I don't know. I can't force nobody to get vaccinated. If that's not what you want to do, go outside, wear a motherfucking mask. Okay, please wear a mask if you're not going to get vaccinated. And if you are vaccinated, you probably still need to wear a mask. Because I make sure I wear a mask because I don't trust nobody at this point because it's killing people. I'm not going to die from it because I've been vaccinated. It's you motherfuckers that are out there that have not been vaccinated, but all out here in the streets. So, you know, I don't feel sorry for your ass if you land up in a hospital on a ventilator because you're not doing what you're supposed to be, a responsible adult. I'm done.
I'm with you, sis. 100. 100. I support that. I approve that message. Yeah. And I'm 100% vaccinated, and I know someone who had it, and they were 100% vaccinated. So my only thing is just wear your mask. You know, don't be a clown just because, you know. And I respect, and I say don't be a clown, but I respect those people who feel like they don't want to get it for whatever their personal reasons are. I respect it. Just respect me enough to get the fuck up out my face without a mask on. You know what I'm saying? Give me 50 feet. Don't give me 6. Give me 50. Because I don't feel like you are taking it as serious as most people. I have a question for you. Being an educator, how was your first day back?
Well, it was my first day back, but it wasn't my first day back. It was my first day back in the building, but the kids come back on the 17th. So I think it's
next week. Okay.
So it was, but what we did though, which was different than last year, we had meetings and we could be in the same room. Because last year we were meeting on links in the same building, but we all had to sit 3 feet apart. So it was the first time that I've ever been able to be in the full presence of all our staff. So that was cool. It was different. It was uncomfortable, but it was welcome. You know what I mean? It was weird because we got to congregate, you know, around each other. So that was the first. But I have a question for you. Your friend who had it after that vaccine, is he fine?
Yes. And it's a she. Yeah, she's fine. She's better. She didn't have... from what my understanding is, she didn't have all of the complications that those people who had not been vaccinated had. So I'm not going to say that it helped or, you know, I'm not in a position to say that, but she's better.
Good. Yeah. See, and that's
tomorrow's the first day for the kids.
That's a testament to the fact that she had the vaccination. Had she not, they're saying that 90-some% of the people in the hospitals on ventilators about to die are people who have not been vaccinated with the Delta.
Is it the Delta variant though? Are those statistics with the Delta variant or just?
No, they're saying the Delta variant. The other one kind of almost went away. They're saying the Delta variant has taken over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just went and got my shot. My second shot yesterday. So I'm good. So how long it take? Well, I gotta wait 2 weeks before I'm fully.
Yeah, they said about 2 weeks.
All right. Well, thanks, Janelle. DA.
Nigga, that's that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. They got me fucked up right now on that bullshit.
Yeah, you know I hate to ring a similar bell, but it's not so much that it's definitely not on the same thing of you know, I kind of got to the point now that I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of you know, people going back and forth with it. I'm to the point where, you know, if you, you know, we're all born dying. We're not living, we're dying. It's everybody. So it's going to happen. So, I mean, I'm just to the point where if people want to take the vaccine, let them. If they don't, don't. But on the same token, if they live, and then, you know, they live. But if they die, they die. We're going to die of something, be it a car wreck, natural causes. Something we're going to die from. But, I mean,
yes,
people just don't believe fat meat is greasy. Now, if you want to sit there and protect yourself, by all means, you have that right. But if you don't, shut up and just don't. Don't protect yourself. And I understand how it affects, you know, the community as a whole. Because, I'm running into friends that are – that their jobs, like just recently, just what, about 5 days ago, United Airlines said that if you weren't fully vaccinated by, I think, 5 weeks after the government mandates it, you could no longer work for United Airlines. Wow. Same with the hospitals in the area are telling, you know, or telling doctors and nurses, I don't quote me on which one, I don't know, I won't even mention either one since I'm not sure which one, but I have two friends who are nurses that they told them if they're not vaccinated by September 1st, they'll be suspended. So it's getting serious out here. I mean, and it's one thing to make a choice based on your beliefs, but it gets to the point where what, you know, where do your beliefs and the public good? What are we doing? Are we, you know, civil liberty and the public good are not mutually exclusive. They're really two different things. So I think, I mean, we all need to probably get together and figure this whole thing out, but it's just like, the BS is I'm tired of hearing everything is, I have friends on both sides. I'm not getting it because this, that, and the third, or I'm getting it or I have it and this is why you should. I mean, it's just, like I said, it's becoming too much, but this is something that's going to probably take us all down here in the next 6 years to a month. This country's going to go all the way down. We don't figure out something. Some type of compromise or something, man. I think, and that's just my little rant for the day. It's not a good thing.
Hey, I saw a meme on Facebook the other day, and it was a man laying in a hospital on a ventilator, all these tubes out of him, and it said, still researching the effects of the COVID vaccine. So.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, I know people, there was, you know, just randomly, I have friends that are fully vaccinated that recently got the COVID. But, I mean, I guess the big thing is, I mean, now, he's not necessarily worried about dying from it. But, I mean, he still got it. So it makes, you know, it's also something to be said that we still need to take our precautions with the mask. Because even if you're vaccinated, I mean, I don't want to sit there and spread it to my friends or family or people I'm around. So, I mean, even if you're vaccinated, I mean, I just don't see the logic. You know, personally, I don't see the logic of not getting vaccinated, but I do respect people's personal choice. But on the same token, at what point, I mean, is there a dollar amount or, I mean, you know, or, I mean, are people, I just have a hard time. Some people really believe, let me say it like this. Some people really believe that their rights are being infringed upon by telling them what they can take, and other people are just going on with groupthink.
Yeah,
and I think the majority of people are just going on with groupthink because I have yet to hear an intelligent answer, all the way intelligent answer about why somebody shouldn't be vaccinated. Because 95% of the people that say I'm not getting the vaccine, you've been vaccinated for everything else.
I'll give you my. It ain't necessarily an intelligent answer, but it's about
well,
as
thank you for warning us.
Yeah, it's about as intelligent as you can have, and this is coming from an unvaccinated COVID guy. Even though last week I did get another tuberculosis shot, I had my Tdap shot, but I've been vaccinated for everything under the sun, which he said. For me, personally. Me, my wife, and my daughter, we're not ready to do the vaccine. However, there will come a day down the road, whether it be this year or in 2025, we might do it. But at the same token, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. what I choose to do right now. I go outside masked up and I socially distance, and we do everything under the sun to stay away from negative people. So it's not, it has nothing to do with religious. It has nothing to do with my civil liberties. I just don't want to take it right now. Just like the guy came to my house the other day asking about why I don't want solar panels on my house. And I said, that's my reason. I don't want solar panels. I don't want them. My reason right now for not taking the vaccine, I just don't want to take it right now. I'll take it eventually. But at the same time, I'm unvaccinated, but I'm protecting myself. I'm not going outside with an open mouth, open nose, and breathing all in people's face. I respect everybody's decisions. So that's what I'm saying. So I'm not, if I was going outside and living the raw life, then I could understand that argument. But right now, I'm not ready to take the vaccine, but I'm taking my steps to make sure I don't get it, or I don't give it to anybody by wearing a mask.
Ken in the comments, he said he believes it's gotten too political. That it's unfortunate. Kind of like the American flag got too political. You know what I mean? Yeah, I agree. It's sad that our country is so polarized, where, you know, a vaccine has been created, rushed because they want, but really for protection. Kind of like when the measles outbreak happened a few years ago, and then they had to get everybody in certain zip codes in New York vaccinated. It was not an option. And I hate if we have to get to that point, because they didn't get it, they were going to be fine. And we may be getting to that point here with this COVID thing, because people are dying. And I would hate to have to be a person that has to be fine or forced to do something like that. For those of you that aren't vaccinated, it's something you might want to think about, because they can force it for public good. And there is a mandate. There's a Supreme Court case that allows it. So there's precedents for it. So I would be real careful, you know, for those people who are not protecting themselves and, you know, being a part of getting these numbers to go down.
Well, you know, I just had a quick something to add. And that's a whole nother. I mean, well, I have a whole nother just layer to this. The folks that are being laid off or don't agree with it, and they're losing employment. It just... what I wonder is, I mean, it gets to the point where, I mean, you know, the healthcare professionals specifically. You know, I don't understand how there's such a divide in that community. You know, some doctors say take it, some say don't. Same with the nurses. I was looking at a German lady who was an anti-vaxxer who just gave 8,600 doses of saline solution out to people. I just don't understand, because on that end, because it's like, so we have people, you know, willing to give up a six-figure income, you know, for something that, for up until this point, they've always told us to do. I've always been told of that basically, and I mean, I actually believe that vaccines do help quality of life and just the general health as a whole. I mean, because, you know, what if there were no vaccines? I mean, you know, like you said, hepatitis, tuberculosis, the measles, chickenpox. I mean,
yeah, all that was
literally millions of people have died for all this, and every year that we have hundreds of thousands of people that die from preventable disease, millions all over the world. So I mean, I just wonder, at what point does the, I mean, especially with the health professionals that see all these people, I mean, I understand people are going to die on anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree.
And I mean, I just don't. I don't know. It becomes, you know.
Well, my thing is, what you're saying, I understand everything you're saying, but I say, if you're not taking any precautions, period. Myself, you know, I wear the mask. I socially distance. If people wear masks, they jumping in front of, like, even when they had these concerts and I love sports, they have all these sporting events, but I'm seeing people out there with no mask on, whether they got the shot or not. You're not doing anything to protect yourself. That's what I'm saying. What procedure? Are they drinking enough water? Are they taking their vitamins? Are they physically fit? Are they working out? They're doing nothing to protect themselves, and they're going out there. Now, those are the unvaccinated people I have an issue with. And I don't want it to be political, but if you're not going to get the vaccine, then don't be out there raw dog. That's all.
Right.
Don't be out there raw dog. I think that's what the damn media needs to say, though.
Can I jump in real quick? Right. One of our viewers posted a question. He asked, so are efforts to make life more difficult for unvaccinated people justified in the interest of public safety? What do y'all think about that? Because, you know, he's asking, you know, well, is it justification to make it hard for people without a vaccine?
I wanted to jump in on that because I saw that when he posted, you know, when JD posted that. And listen, I agree with making it a little more difficult. And the only reason why I say that is because, you know, what do we have to do to get it through to people outside of shutting down? I don't want to shut down the world, right? We don't want the world to be shut down. That was a terrible place. That was a terrible place for me mentally. It was a terrible place for a lot of people mentally. And the statistics for mental health went up. It was on an incline and it is still climbing because of the ramifications from COVID. So I think that in order to really be taken seriously, you have to make some serious efforts. And I do, again, I want to say it again to make it very clear. I respect those people who do not want to be vaccinated. That is your choice. And again, piggybacking on Jay, you know, as long as you are out protecting yourself and not, in his words, raw dogging, I don't have a problem with that. But at the end of the day, there has to be something to get it through to the people. And I don't feel like we should let it come to that. We are responsible enough individuals, adults, to not come to that, regardless to what your personal feelings are. Oh, they trying to poison us. Oh, I mean, whatever your mental thoughts are, those are your thoughts to have. But at some point, we have to put something in place that helps to combat. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Something has to happen. I mean, listen, I can't go a whole nother year. I mean, it was 9 months for me and I was losing my damn mind. And at first I ain't had no damn furniture. So can you be in a big ass house with no furniture, you know, just you and your kid? And I only had one kid at that time. Both my kids are pretty entertaining, but that one little boy, listen, I was ready to kill him. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that, but I was.
Hey, so Chris, I don't wanna go back to that. Well, Rashawn agrees with you. She said, one of our viewers, she said that, separations and divorces went up, like you're saying, the mental health and, you know, of that, how that went up. I know each one of us on this panel, you know, whether it affected us or not, we know people personally that have been either separated from a long-term partner or they've gone through a divorce or something like that. So all types of tragedies because people have to be locked up. But had we done it right this first time, you know, we wouldn't have to go through this. But it's sad. It's unfortunate all around.
What'd you say, Jay? They was already rocky. Yeah. Dad can always look forward to you giving me
If you just go back in time, just look at Nelson Mandela. He was married to Winnie for all them 20 some years when they was married, and he suffered through all them prisons and all that abuse. He spent like 6 months at home with her and they filed for a divorce. Hey.
She was doing some dirt. She was on some whole mess though while he was out in jail.
Well, speaking of which, ain't Camille getting ready to divorce Bill?
Yeah.
Well, now, come on, y'all. Are you serious right now? He just got out,
but they said she's been seen out without her ring on.
To divorce Bill. You know what? Let me say this. Now I'm about to get on the soapbox. Y'all always want us to stand by y'all on some bullshit. This man has given her 100% public humiliation that's going to carry her through the rest of her days, even though they may not be that long. I'm just saying she got a whole lot more time to deal with all of that bullshit that he put on the table for her. That's bullshit. Camille.
Allegedly.
Ain't no allegedly. I'm not adding no allegedly. It is what it is.
And allegedly.
I'll drink to that.
I'm sorry, my water. I can't. They gave the best I can't drink with.
Right.
All right, well, thanks, DA, for that. All right, let's see. Let's get it going. Let's go. Chrissy?
All right.
Do you have a stick for tonight?
Listen, I am so sorry, y'all. I, like, missed y'all so bad. I got, like, 5 sticks for you tonight. 5 of them. Can I make up with 5 sticks tonight? So I had the top 5.
Make it quick.
Okay. No, I'm not going to make it quick. I'm going to give you 5 minutes or less. The top 5 summer cigars is what I'm giving you, okay? Now, this is not my, one of mine is on the list, so I'm giving them to you. So the top 5 summer cigars, even though summer is in full swing and it's almost over, as a matter of fact, the sun doesn't set until almost 9 o'clock p.m., so we can enjoy a relaxing dinner, we can kick back, we can talk a little smack, we can have a little cocktail, and we can smoke a nice stogie. Tonight, I am featuring Romeo and Julieta Reserva Real Nicaragua. That was the number one top on the summer 2021 list. Now, this one is a medium body Nicaraguan manufactured by AJ Fernandez in Nicaragua. You know, I'm always on these Nicaraguan sticks. I don't know why. It's just what I like. This one was a full body. Hey, Jay, 6x60 on the Magnum. Did you hear what I said, Janelle?
Girl!
60 on the Magnum.
Girl, I'm trying to be good because I don't want to get in trouble.
Listen.
You're trying to get in trouble. I'm sitting here being good.
This one is a 6x60 on a Magnum. That's what they put behind it, Magnum. So you know what that means, right? So this one, they say, if you like to smoke, this is one that they say you really need to check out. So this number 2 on the list was the Ashton Symmetry. That one was not, I tried that one. It wasn't that great, but it's a Nicaraguan stick as well. It's a full body, robust. It comes in a sampler pack. So let me tell you something. When it comes in a sampler pack, I really don't fuck with it. Yeah, I'm just being honest with you, because a lot of times it's just kind of low budget. The blend might be okay, but it has a kind of peppery cinnamon caramel flavor to it. For those ladies who like that sweet caramel with a little pepper feel, you know, this one will work out for you.
Me.
Number 3 on the list was the Crowned Heads Mil Diaz. Now, I just like that one because of the name. Crowned Heads Mil Diaz. This sounds a little sexy. It's a 6.38x50, double robusto. Now, you can take that how you want to take it. I'm going to leave it right there. Enjoy it on a warm, relaxing evening in the summer. You might come up for some air if you want to. It's a medium to full body smoke, and it has a lot of delicious flavors. I tried this one. It's a little too peppery for me, and also got a little bit of a coffee feel to it. Not my thing. But here's my favorite. This is number 4. You know, this is my favorite. The Rocky Patel, the Edge Corojo.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said? It's called the Edge Corojo.
Is that the one that's creamy in your mouth?
You know.
Yes.
Edging is always a good thing.
As well. Yes.
How you bust it.
Got it. Now, this cigar is really for a, this is for a seasoned cigar smoker. You know, I am not really seasoned, if you will, but if you really like a nice one, this is the one that I like. A novice smoker can try this one. You know, you might not take it past the summer, but it's definitely one that I like. I personally was smoking in the wintertime, but whatever. It's on the top 5 for the summer list. Last but not least is the Espinosa Laranja Reserva. You get that? Espinosa Laranja Reserva. This one is 5.63 by 46, a medium to full body smoke. This one is nasty. I'm just gonna tell you the truth. I didn't really care for this one at all. It left a nasty taste in my mouth. It was a lot of black pepper. They say it has some citrus to it. I didn't taste no citrus. Hazelnut, not my thing, unless it's in my coffee. And cedar. So it had a woodsy smell and taste, and it lingered in the house for like 2 to 3 days. Not feeling that one at all. But that's the top 5 for the summer.
Yeah, I love it, Chris. You know, we don't like sticks that linger.
We don't like the lingering smells.
No, we need the sticks that, you know, do what they need to do and go.
Get in and go.
Put on y'all dirty Air Force Ones. Get the hell about the bed. Get about the house.
You know, we're not with the secret. Serve your
no
purpose.
Sticks. Look, yeah. No lingering.
Correct.
I want you all to right. take out what you came in with.
All right. Well, thanks, Christy. We're going to we look forward to those every week. And yeah, at least Janelle does. I know Janelle does.
I've been on my best behavior today.
Janelle, right. Don't forget it. I need your address. I don't know what I did with it. I got 2 sticks I need to send you.
Oh, I like getting sticks in the mail.
Yeah, I got to send them to you before they get stale.
All right. JL, you angry tonight, man?
Release the Kraken.
I'm chill. I'm upset, but I'm chill. I've been looking at some old videos. I'm like the old, I'm like an 80-year-old man on the porch cussing out people that thinking about getting on my lawn from across the street, and I'd be mad already. I gotta chill. I gotta be more chill, but be mad but chill, man.
No, we like it when you get
riled
up.
Well, let's hit it. Let's get with it.
This is my issue right now that I'm really deeply upset at is the Democrats and Republicans. You know, whatever you side with, independent, I don't care. But right now we're talking about Democrats and Republicans. And I'm going to tell you my biggest problem with these bitch-ass Democrats. Damn, I already messed up. The Democrats are full of saltpeter-ass dudes. All right, limp dick punk-ass bees. I'm tired.
But tell us how you really feel.
I'm tired of it. And now, the great D.L. Hughley said that Democrats fall in love and Republicans fall in line. And that brings me, we're going to talk about it in a quick second. That's why I'm going to make it quick. Whenever some Democrat does something, whether it's small or big, a ton of Democrats come and try to take that motherfucker down. They got to get rid of her, get rid of him. But on the Republican side, we got Matt Gaetz from Florida. He's out here banging 17 and 16 year olds, allegedly the 16, but I'm sure they were 16. Cause that's what them type of dudes do. And you know, banging, using taxpayer money to buy 17 year old women, him and his homeboy, they was probably tag teaming in a circle jerk with them. And this is not an allegation. This is coming from the Department of Justice, which is federal, that he's banging my daughter is 17 years old. That's why if I ever see him, and this is a prime, I will slap the shit out of that motherfucking Beavis and Butthead looking ass dude.
Wow.
But back to it. He's banging 17-year-old. He's paying them. He's paying because he's like their sugar daddies. And Republicans ask about that. We'd have to find more about it. I don't know what you're talking about. There's no cause for him to be fired or to resign or nothing. We got Marjorie Taylor, whatever her name is, the man looking ass woman. She talks about her racist man ass talking about, yeah, she's the first openly transgender man that's a woman now that hates transgendered people because she's a fucking man. I know it. To the bottom of my heart. I know if you pull her pants down, she's slanging. She got one of them El Rojos in there. But them leathery sticks in there. But back to myself, she says all kind of shit about the Holocaust and Jews and all this racist stuff. Nobody says, oh, that's unfortunate. But they don't call it. Soon as somebody like Governor Cuomo, they said he put his hand on a woman bra strap. They said, oh, he got to go. All the way up to the president who trying to get his infrastructure bill, he's over his, oh, we got to get rid of him. They done forced this man to resign because I ain't been hearing no Republicans talking about him, but all the Democrats, and they fight each other. But all the Republicans see all the bad stuff and they just ride with each other. Now, I am no fan of Republican, but I need motherfucking family members like my sister and them. I got people that arrive with us as wrong as we are. Them Democrats, them some fair weather ass bitches. And that's all I got to say. We can segue into Cuomo. They got to get some balls.
All right, well, let's get right into it then. All right, topic time. What determines sexual assault in the cancel culture?
I have a disclaimer before we get started.
What's that?
I am an assaulter.
Yes, I know. All women are.
Don't say all women. Don't say all women.
All with all caps. No. All of them do that shit.
I keep my hands to myself.
You keep your hands to yourself. I do not. I take every opportunity I can to fill up a man.
Thank you.
Well, all right then.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But I am an assaulter.
Y'all will come see a man in a suit go over there and try to adjust his fucking tie just so he could touch his pecs, knowing his tie is straight as hell.
No,
and men don't care.
I like the
fix. That was what I was about to say, and they do not care.
Right. Nope. I mean, I fixed and I don't be trying to touch them. If my hand slip, that's one thing, but I do be really concerned about how they look.
Y'all motherfuckers should.
I'm not groping. I'm just saying. You know, remember when we used to be in the club, y'all? Come on now. I want y'all to stop playing so damn much. Remember when we used to go to the club and our favorite song would come on and a nice looking dude would walk by. You didn't ever touch the dude when he walked by. The same way they used to fill on our booties when we walked by. Come on, y'all.
I never touched
one. Asking him if they
No, y'all didn't do it. I'm the only one. I'm out there by myself, right?
I ain't gonna lie to you. Back in the day, okay, I'll be.
I'm about to say, come on now. I know a woman y'all. Walk,
like I'm walking past and I see a woman and I kind of pretend like I'm scooting past and I kind of rub my front to
rub up
past.
Against.
Oh my God!
Hey,
we the only two. Like we the only two in the club. We the only two in the club. I walk past like it's crying. Oh my God!
He was not raised like this. I'm telling you, I don't know what this is about. I don't know how he got like this.
I just tell your mom.
My bestie Aretha. We used to be out in the club. Now, she was an assaulter. I used to live vicariously through her. I didn't do the assaulting because I didn't have to. She did the assaulting. She'd assault dude by going just sitting on a random dude lap. You know, without
me
a sister,
too. I mean,
on his lap. I'm like, is that not assault? I don't know, I guess. Because
it, I mean, you can tell by their facial expression, right? If it's a welcome or not. You know, we didn't have no choice, though. When we would walk past, they would grab our booties and, you know what I'm saying? And we just had to deal with it or cuss them out. You know what I'm saying? So when they walk past us.
Christy, I strongly caution you to, you know, in this day and time. Now, any gentleman of the age of gentlemen on this panel and above, it might be okay. But these younger ones right now, anybody 45 and under, do not reach out and grab ass because you might end up with a case. I'm just telling you.
You think they're going to bring charges? I highly doubt it. They would probably tell me to grab the other cheek.
Not dudes. Dudes, we.
You know what?
We not like that.
Hold on.
Men are just not like that.
These days, you may have to pay them.
They're different
out here. What'd you say,
DA? They're different. You may have to pay them. If they say, oh, well, here, give me $100. And you say, what are you going to say?
Give you $100 for what, dude?
For touching them?
For touching them?
What were you going to say?
Nothing. I'm going to act like I didn't hear him and be like, I didn't touch you. What the fuck? The same way they used to do when we walked past and they would squeeze our booty and act like they didn't do it. I'm going to act like I didn't do it. Prove it. What a camera is that? Prove it.
Oh, it's cameras everywhere nowadays.
Ken said,
ask who's grabbing asses these days. I'd like to know that too. Where have y'all been where they grab the asses? I had my ass in a minute.
I said when we were young.
Janelle, you sound like you want yours grabbed for a minute.
I'm just saying, you know,
fellas, y'all hear that? When y'all see Janelle out in public, go ahead and give her a little grabby grab.
Janelle,
do you know why you haven't had your ass grabbed in a while?
You know what, James?
No, I'm gonna tell you why.
I'm gonna tell you why. Your response may be, you know.
No, this is the truth. This is the God's honest truth. Me and my wife had this conversation. This is the reason. Give me a time frame. Have you stopped getting your ass grabbed around 2018, 17?
Right.
They stopped, well, no, they
James, stopped James, actually, actually, it's been probably longer than that because I frequent more, you know, higher caliber locations. Is what
right,
I'm saying.
Right.
Maybe that's most perverts. The ones with money got the money got is the most perverted. But what I'm trying to say is you could blame that hashtag Me Too where dudes can't just go out and see some ass and grab. That's why your ass ain't been getting grabbed like it should
and
be.
That's right.
You and
rightfully
Christy.
So. Like it's should. Like
me
it
and
should
having to straighten up. We got to straighten up.
He said like it should
Ken, Ken said, what excitement is a grown man getting from feeling on a woman's ass? Well, I wish he was around back then. We could have asked the same question back then, but they didn't.
You might not be feeling the right ass, then.
You know? Let me tell you what I was told.
But you know what? Ain't no fun in feeling on the Dr. Miami ass.
Nah. Exactly. Let me tell you what I was told. I was told that what you just said, Chris, men don't do that no more because too many women have fake booties, fake boobs. So they don't do that no more.
Because we scared the thing might pop.
My question goes back to Ken's point. What do you get out of it when you are actually attempting to feel an ass and you feel an ass of a real ass of a woman? What do you as men, there's three of you on this panel, what does that do for you? What does it do? I want to know.
I'll let one of the perverts answer. Okay, I'll say it like this. I've seen a woman in the past prior to my married days, and she got a nice round onion. And you just want to know if that thing feel like the way it looked. You know, what's the point of tasting something that you see? Like if you see a pizza, you want to bite that thing. Hey, I see some bad, it look good. You want to
bite
it.
The
you
ass? See... You nasty.
Well, the pizza. Pizza. But if you and I'm not saying it's necessarily excitement, but it's the fact that humans have to get all five of their senses excited. So their sense of touch, which is grabbing, taste, smell, and sight, and the other one. What's the other one? Feel. I don't know. What's the other one? I did four. I can't remember the other one. Hearing. My bad. Hearing. So you have to stimulate all five of your senses. That's the excitement. You can't just look at a woman. You got to feel them. You already done heard them motherfuckers. You got to. Now I got to grab your ass. I heard what you had to say. Now I got to grab your ass.
What you say, Chris? Because you king pervert too.
Thank you.
What do I get out of it?
Because you king pervert.
Oh, really? Am I? I'm an angel.
Dang, Chris, you just gonna
send
him out like that?
I know Chris. I gotta go with who I know personally.
You just gonna put my business out there like that?
The same way you just told everybody I had the trots.
Damn. All right, I guess I deserve that. I deserve that shot back. All right. Well, I mean, I guess I don't really personally. I don't get what the thing is about it, you know. It's just something that, you know, guys grow up doing. I mean, you know, you got women's parts that men don't have and men want to feel them. That's all. You know? We don't get the same excitement out of feeling on our own ass. You know, because even though our asses are the same, we don't get the same excitement. But you want to feel on a woman's ass because usually the tissue is just a little bit more softer. You know,
all booties are not the same.
No, they're not. Because there's some asses, it's some women's asses out there. You're gonna squeeze it. You're gonna feel a pelvic bone. You know. But you know, now
y'all. Y'all so silly.
Now right. the natural bum. That's a beautiful thing to squeeze, especially when it just ooze through your fingers. Oh my God, that is just
so
you're gonna get me going.
See what I'm talking about? You see what I said about the king pervert? You tripping.
You asked me. You know, I'm just saying, you know, you can't really get into the ones that
Ken asked.
I didn't ask.
Well, y'all expounded on it. So hey, I'm just giving you asked for my opinion, I'm giving it, you know. So
okay.
Hey.
Okay.
And the, And this question came up because we was talking about what determines sexual assault, sexual harassment, cancel culture because of Cuomo. And from all the accounts that I've read and heard, and I mean, he was grabbing on women's backs. He might have said a couple things that was out the way. Like, he just asked like this, Nell, have you ever had sex with a man 10 years older than you? Is that a sexual assault? Is that sexual assault? You just asked a question.
The problem with that question was it was occurring in the workplace. And so if he was an older gentleman asking that question and they were out at a bar somewhere, it'd be one thing. He's in a position of authority and he was asking in the workplace. And so the person felt compelled to respond, but yet they were uncomfortable with it. Now, I think they're doing the most with him. So there's that. But still, there's that element, the HR element, you know, me, the slut. But I'm just saying there's that piece. That's unwelcome in the workplace. I do not want my superior asking me any personal questions about my sexual history. None.
Hold on.
It is not your business.
You're right. Everything you said is correct. My question was, no, not my, my second question to this was, what the hell do we know the woman said to him prior or did to him prior to make him feel that type of comfortable? Because I'm going to be honest, as much shit as I talk, I honestly don't believe I've sexually harassed a woman in over two decades.
We don't have no proof of that. We have no substantial
evidence. I feel your point, James. Hold on, because you have to wonder. You know, most guys usually, we don't just come up to a stranger and say, hey, you ever had sex with an older man? No. You mean, usually the conversation starts, that a man will usually ask that when a woman initiates that type of conversation.
Let me get one thing in here to be clear. When you said most men, first off, these men who found themselves in this position are not most men. These are exceptional men. And so they ain't talking about men like on this account. They're talking about political figures. You're talking about entertainers. You're talking about people with power and prestige, position and money. That right there, a woman doesn't have to say anything because those men feel entitled to that information. They feel entitled to you and your body. If you've never worked with men with some power, and I'm not even gonna get started, you know, some of the rooms I've been in, some of the shit I've heard, you know, powerful men say, you know what I'm saying? I've heard a lot of shit. That, and especially being in the military, I've heard powerful men say shit that regular folks ain't gonna say, and they will get the fuck away with it and got away with it for years, and nobody wants to check them on it because of who they were. Nobody else on this panel is in that position, you know, like as men, where you got people who scared to respond to you and that type of thing, or women scared to. A woman never has to do anything, just show up. And then they get downgraded as, oh, you're here for my pleasure. You're a piece of ass, basically. And I can talk to you and treat you however I want.
That's how
I treat it when you're subordinate to very powerful men. I'm telling you, I've seen it. It's been attempted towards me until it happens.
And trust me when I tell you that, you know, again, this happens on a lower level. It don't necessarily have to happen with people in a powerful position. You know, some people are just very cocky. You have some people that's very, very confident in who they are. You know, I've had men walk up to me and tell me, oh, I like to see what it tastes like. Well, I'm like, what tastes like, nigga? What are you talking about? Because I don't expect you to say no stupid shit like that. You know, you threw me off. Now, if I could get a dollar, if I can make some money off of every time somebody has sexually harassed me, I'd probably be a rich bitch. But at the end of the day, you got a whole president who was around here grabbing pussy and said that it was okay for him to do so.
He went before
a judge and jury, and nothing happened to him. Nothing.
Hold on, Christy. Hold on. You keep bringing up that punk ass Trump. Punk ass Trump, he wasn't grabbing it. he was just sounding like a punk ass dude that never got no draws trying to talk big. He said, you walk up to him, you grab, like I said, yeah, if I see Shaq, I'm gonna punch him in his motherfucking face. Nah, he was sounding like a dude ain't never bust a
entitled grip. Though, but you
understand, he has been sitting there patiently awaiting.
Okay, go ahead, DA. What you gotta say, D?
given the current guidelines for what sexual harassment is, I am 100% sure I have sexually harassed many women in my lifetime.
I'm glad. Thank you for admitting that.
I mean, what was it? I mean, when I was, when I was young, I mean, what was the phrase? You know, shit. Out of town? Yeah. Hey, what'd that mop do? I was hanging out the window. I mean, my 20s and early 30s. So, I mean, I'm sure it was just a whole bunch of.
There's a whole lot of sexual harassment going on in Freaknik.
What did that woman do or say to you to make you say something like that to her?
Absolutely not.
She has I didn't
know it from a can of paint, but guess what?
I just asked that because someone mentioned about, what did the woman say to Cuomo saying it? But that's why I asked you, what did women say or do to make you talk to her that way?
Well, what happens is, depending on your state, you may be drunk, maybe at that point in life you were, puffing on the devil's lettuce or whatever. But I mean, enjoying yourself. you're just having a good time. That was my definition of a good time. Like I think we talked about earlier. I wasn't going on no vacation without no woman. I mean, or without trying. That's my idea was I'm trying to sit there and get some. I need to get something popping if I'm going on vacation. I mean,
I never go on vacation thinking I'm going to get no dick. Never. I have never, ever been on a vacation with my girls thinking I'm going to get dick.
That's what's wrong with women.
No.
Now that I'm older, it's not so much a requirement. But up until about 2020, no, I'm joking. No, for real. I mean, if I'm going out of town with somebody, I mean, come on, what are we doing?
Right.
When you say going out of town with somebody, you mean a woman or your boys?
Because
that's different.
There's only two times I'm not really thinking about getting none or trying to find some, getting some cracking. And that's if I'm out of town for work or if I'm playing golf. That's it.
It's a very good. It's very good that you are out of town for work right now. You bring this up as we speak.
That's
I commend
true.
You for that. Great job. Good job, Dean.
So is it crazy, Janelle? Since you're gonna say someone, which was me, is it crazy that woman? Because we all know how manipulative women can be. That's because women are intelligent. They're the most intelligent species. And us dumb men think only one way. Is it possible that woman could have just said, wow. And then, when the women ever twirl their hair and say, wow, you're pretty fit for like 60 or however the fuck old he is. Like they say they little sexual assault comment like that. Wow, you still sexual working assault. Out?
That's not sexual assault. That's yes, a compliment. That is.
You talking about their bodies, though. You can't. So, I can't come into
work.
So, DA, can you come into your job and say, "Wow, you looking good for your age"?
Hold on. Chris and I both know a guy that has been fired for looking at a woman with this lustful eye.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Looking lustfully.
So you see, DA, you see how women are just natural sexual assaulters. They don't even know what is sexual assault.
Right. You know what? At my current job, one of our the lady who handles sexual assault cases, she came in during our orientation and she told us, she said, this will get you a case against you. And she said, it's the simplest thing, it's elevator eyes. Looking a woman up and down, that will get you a case against you. All I did was just look at you. I ain't said a word. I didn't say anything. I didn't touch you. I didn't grab you. All I did was look you up and down.
Well, it might be the way you look up and down.
how you do it. It's how you do
did
it.
Did you bite your lip when you did it?
No, DA, don't look like that. Now you got right. You biting your lip. You know what I'm saying? You looking. You got that sexy eye.
You got the. You don't have to bite your lip. All you got to do is give the elevator eyes and look her up and down.
You know the elevator eyes.
You know the difference.
People have gotten cases at work because of that. Just because he looked her up and down.
No, he didn't just look like that. No, just
he didn't
that.
Just look like that.
No, because that ain't
no, he did no, like the
did. Just like that. It's doing the gay looking, gazely, like gazing for a
while. He probably did it. Okay, all right. You know what? He probably did the LL Cool J lick lip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that makes people uncomfortable.
Come on now. His lips could have been ashy. That's all.
But here's the thing. And this is the element that may be missing when it comes to stuff like that. If a dude, you know, does that to me or says something to me that's inappropriate, I'm going to let him know, bitch, don't do that again. Now, if they do it again, it's a problem. You know what I mean? At least I'm going to give you a warning because they don't know if it's welcome or not. So I don't know if in Cuomo's case, when he touched a woman or said something inappropriate, she said, look, I don't appreciate that, so don't do that. I think it's harassment when you do it repeatedly and you know it's unwelcome. There's no way to know it's welcome if you don't do it and they tell you. So that's the thing. So that's the element that's missing. To me, I think it's harassment when a woman has to tell you more than once that it's not okay. Now, you can assault me. Well, no, I take that not assault. If you can make an harassing comment to me, that one time, I'm gonna let you know. Look, yo, check this out. What we not gonna do is this right here. And if you continue it, it's gonna be a whole problem. And they come back the next day. Oh, we blowing the spot up now because I put you on notice. And so I don't know if that's what happened. I think of this Me Too movement. They not giving nobody chances. They just saying fuck it, zero tolerance. You did one thing wrong, we out.
I have a quick question. Does choking constitute as a sexual assault?
It depends. Does she have a ball gag in her mouth?
See what I'm talking about? See how y'all always go left? Y'all just go all the way left. Too far.
Okay, let me bring it back then. Now, and Christy, one of his charges is when he was introduced to one of the things, he pecked the woman on the fucking cheek. And
if he kissed her and it wasn't welcome, it wasn't the butt cheek.
Listen, if he kissed her and it wasn't welcome,
it doesn't matter. You putting your spit on my face, and if it ain't welcome, then I'm especially if I don't like you, especially if you're not attractive. I don't want your spit on my face, nigga. I don't want you touching me. I don't want you.
Hold on. But see here, hold on. Now, when he went in. When he went in for the kiss, did she pull away?
Clearly.
I don't know.
She had to pull away.
If
she'd have pulled away, then he wouldn't have managed to get the kiss in. She saw him coming in for the kiss, and I bet she did one of these. Oh, how you doing?
So are you guys alluding that this is premeditated? Is that what you're trying to say? You're trying to say that this is over-exaggerated?
Let me just say this to you.
Mm-hmm. Anybody who does not want an unwelcome kiss, attack, love, look, bedroom, elevator, eyes, whatever you want to call it, anybody who could possibly be offended by that has every right to let that person know that they have overstepped their personal boundaries. And it's all about boundaries. That's all it's about. I don't care if I meet you on the street. For example, if I meet you on the street and I don't know you from Adam and you walk up to me and you say, oh, you're a very attractive woman, I'm going to say thank you and I'm going to keep it moving. But if I meet you on the street and you walk up to me and you be like, oh, that booty fat, what that mouth do, I'm going to cuss your bitch ass out. Because at the end of the day, that wasn't welcome. That's not, you don't know me like that. You don't know what I got going on. You don't know who I've been with. You don't know, you know what I'm saying? You don't know me. So you don't get to just infringe your old sexual nature upon me. That's not cool. So you can't get mad when a woman says that it's not welcome.
Christy, no matter if she accepted it or not. Chris, I have to address one thing that's problematic about what you said. And so you said about the guy, you said if he was attractive and he kissed you on the cheek, it's like you had no problem with that. But if he wasn't attractive, then it's a problem. So here's the problem with that statement. The problem with that is, you got, if the guy's attractive, you didn't go in on him for kissing you, then he's going to do that to the next girl, the next girl, the next girl, till someone does. And so it doesn't, and to me, whether they're attractive or not, especially if it's in the workplace, then it has to, no man should get away with, regardless of whether they're attractive or not. And that's kind of what Cuomo was going on, because he's a man of position of power and he's a fairly attractive man. And so he had been checked all this time because, you know, maybe some women didn't have a problem with it. Every woman should have a problem with someone touching you without being invited to do so.
I don't think that it has to be everybody. I disagree with you. I don't think that it has to be every man has to be checked. I don't think that. I think that if a woman welcomes that, then that's her prerogative to welcome that. But if she don't like it and you did it, she has every right to let you know that she don't like that. Now, if I meet you on the street, like I said, if you fine and I, you know, because you never know, you could get it crack-a-lacking. Y'all might have a love connection. You never know. You know what I'm saying? That's normally how relationships begin. You
meet a person and phone numbers. I separated. I was talking about the workplace. I was saying in the workplace.
But you have work. But and the reason why I'm so adamant about this point is because you have work relationships. There's a such thing as nepotism being allowed on the job, and so it. You know, this is here again. You have to. It's all in what the rules are. Nepotism is not frowned upon in every workplace. So if I meet you on a job and we end up getting married and being married for 20 years, you hear it often. It's not foreign. That's not something that you don't hear, right? No different than when you meet your beau. You meet your guy, y'all strangers at first. You like him, he likes you. It's when you don't like the motherfucker that it's a problem.
But it's important to check that ass in the workplace. That's my point. Whether you have a relationship with him or not, that person still needs to be checked and told that's inappropriate for the workplace. Because even though you may end up having a relationship with him, he may do that to the next chick who is not welcoming that. And then I think as women, we need to build a community, and we have to be more concerned with the community that we have as women to stop this type of stuff from happening. We got to be more responsible, whether the man's attractive or not, whether we end up having a relationship with him or not. Because he may have kissed you on the cheek and you may have liked and y'all may end up having a relationship because you never checked. But then what about the next chick he just up and kissed? Because no one said anything to him and now he's got a case.
I don't know. I just don't disagree. I just feel like it depends.
That's different. You know, I've had a guy pull my hand, try to tell me, oh, that's a club. I'm going to charge you with assault. That's stupid. Never. But in the workplace, inappropriate. I don't care on what level, it's inappropriate.
And now, I don't disagree with you, Janelle, that it is inappropriate. However, it happens. I mean, and I say that because I had a relationship with my supervisor and we ended up being together for 3 years.
All right. So what's the wrap up on this?
I believe that Me Too is going to end population.
That's it.
Because dudes are getting less and less more. Less and less catcalling. All five of us is on here because some motherfuckers was catcalling and talking about and pinching and grabbing somebody, and that's how we all got here. They didn't. We probably products of sexual assault or harassment somewhere down the line. I know my
either
daughter
I'm assaulter
is.
Or I've been assaulted. I'm probably both.
Yeah,
most of us probably are both. So, all right, y'all.
Okay, I gotta go. I gotta get my son's haircut. School starts tomorrow.
All right. Parting words. Let's go.
Don't touch my booty unless I invite you to it.
Oh, damn.
Well, all right then. Somebody won't touch your old funky booty.
Especially not with the trots, right?
With your bubble guts anyway.
Shut your ass up, Grace.
Anybody else?
The problem is women.
Get a vaccination or stay your punk ass in the house. Shit.
Amen. I think women need to stop believing that men could read minds. They could barely read. So tell us if you want us to rub your ass, or we just gonna assume you do.
Put a
flying around on that. He said, rubbing booty welcome.
Right.
Oh my God.
Just wear some shorts that say rub me.
Rub me.
You don't want to do this.
That's so silly.
D.A., you got anything? You
got that? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I had just muted. Hey, and I'm going back to my old favorite. You know, it's the beginning of anything you want, man. So, start today. It's never too late.
All right. And I will end that with same thing I said last week. Get your mental health checked out, y'all. Don't be afraid. It's not taboo anymore. Get it. Go get yourself checked out. Go talk to somebody. It's always an area out there to listen. And, if you haven't gotten vaccinated, I'm not going to bash you. I finally got mine. So, but protect yourself, protect others, wear your mask, wash your hands, stay the fuck away from people. If you don't have a vaccination, stay in your lane. All right. And on that, we're going to say thank you for tuning in. And, again, if you got questions, comments, topic suggestions, inbox us on Facebook or email us at unprivilegedaf@yahoo.com. Follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. And if you feel supportive, our Cash App is on the screen, $UnprivAF. Help us keep the show going, y'all. Come on. All right. Until next week, we will see you all then. You all have a good night.